The Scenic Drive with Rian.
So, with us tonight, it's a pleasure having him, Sachin Govender. I can't believe he's only 24 years old. It makes me very jealous. Born and raised in Durban, South Africa, these days he's all over the world. Household name all across the world. They call him the millionaire student, and I was just debating this. According to his bio, he became a seven-figure earner at 21 years old. Lolly, you know, six figures is hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, dude, I can't even fathom that.
Seven figures would be millions. And at 24, it says eight figures, which is more. How much more? They didn't tell us. Sachin Govender.
I cannot understand that.
Nice to have you on the show, man.
Thank you so much. Honored and privileged, man.
So if we say eight figures, what are we talking about here? What eight figures?
Eight digits.
What does it mean?
It's over 10 mil.
Over 10 mil is worth.
Goodness gracious.
And you're 24. Just checking the facts here.
24? 24, yeah.
So once again, just checking the facts. At 19, you were chosen for Business for Home Entrepreneur of the Year, under 30 years old. You did an interview with Forbes.
Yeah.
How the hell did you do it?
Well, it all started off at a very young age of 8 years old when I got introduced to personal development, and the very first time I ever heard the word mentors and mentorship, and someone actually handed me the movie called The Secret by Rhonda Byrne.
Oh, yeah.
And that just prepared me mentally for success.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Eight
years old. 16 years ago.
You were 8 years old. Now, how did this happen? Someone walk up to you in the street and say, hey, did you watch this movie, The Secret?
No, not actually. My family has always been huge into personal growth and personal development. And it's always been, you know, whatever you think about is what you're going to achieve. So it's all about positive energy, positive vibes, positive language. And that's what I've been programmed. That's what my subconscious mind has been programmed to for my entire foundation in my life. So when I watched The Secret, it just prepared me mentally for, you know, goal setting, affirmations, visualization. And that just prepared me for my entire foundation. And when I got involved in business at 18 years old, I was ready for rejection. I was ready for opinions. I was ready for, you know, the economy, and I was ready for everything. When the rand dollar fluctuated from 7 to 13, I was ready for that too. So I was mentally prepared, because I wasn't the smartest kid on the block. I mean, I'm the D student. I'm the guy that literally went to school to plan for the weekend for sports. And, school, I love school. It's your plan A, but you got to diversify. You got to find your plan B in life.
Okay, so I just want to take it a step back now. So The Secret. And I need to figure this out for myself as well. I always say that you can, the old saying, if you can dream it, you can achieve it. If you visualize it, you can get it. But is that always true? You know, I mean, if you want to be an Olympic athlete, you know, it's probably not going to happen for most of us.
Well, it's 80% true. And I say 80% true because 80% of life is psychological. 20% is the mechanics. 20% is the work. Yes, you got to put in the work, but most importantly, you have to have the right mental shift and the right going the right direction. So affirmations is a huge part in life, because, I mean, every single day I wake up and my eyes are closed for 10 minutes visualizing what I want from life. Because if you look at the word S-A-W, saw. So I saw myself traveling the world, speaking in front of 25,000 people at the AT&T Stadium way before it happened. I saw myself, you know, getting interviewed by Forbes. I saw myself featured on the number one lifestyle magazine in the world, Maxim magazine. I saw myself making that type of income. I saw myself feeding 1,000 underprivileged kids per month. Now, when you flip the word SAW, it stands for WAS. I was there in my mind way before I physically got there. So I was mentally prepared. I was mentally there. I visualized it. I could picture it. You know, all visionaries, all pioneers in life, they have a clear, concise picture of the end in mind. They know who they are. They know what they're going to be, and they know where they're going. It's not like, let's throw it and, you know, hopefully it sticks against the wall. They know they're going to win. They know that no one's better than them.
Yes, man. It's fantastic listening to you, but I also know for a fact that you failed as well. You failed many, many times, and we need to get to that. This guy's incredible. Session Govender with us tonight.
The Scenic Drive with Rion.